Chapter 1. Fear and Dancing. To watch us dance is to hear our heart speak. I hope he's saying. In the 1930s, when Jillian was a child, her teachers considered her learning disabled, one of those students who didn't pay attention or focus, who could not sit still. ADHD was not yet a diagnosis, so Jillian was labeled difficult, and her parents were deeply troubled. A school counselor arranged a meeting with Jillian and her parents to discuss the options. Through the entire meeting, Jillian sat on her hands, stoic, doing her best to act natural and well-behaved. At the end, the counselor asked to see Jillian's parents privately, outside the office. Before he left the room, he turned on his radio. Music filled the office. Outside the office door, the counselor asked Jillian's parents to look back inside at their daughter. No longer seated, Jillian now moved about the room with the music freely, untroubled, and blissful. "You see," the counselor told the parents, "your daughter isn't sick. She's a dancer." This story could have gone another way. Jillian could have been labeled and medicated. Problem solved. Instead, she was given the freedom to live from the inside out. And the result? A lifetime of dance on stage and in films, and an extensive career as choreographer for shows such as Cats and Phantom of the Opera. Difficult little Jillian became the great Jillian Lynn. In our hearts, we are all dancers. It is that part of us that responds freely to the music of abundant life. But somewhere along the way, we lose that, and we choose to live guarded and closed. Our fears, or the fears of others, label us, restrict us, and eventually dismiss us and whatever gifts we have to offer. To dance is to live with arms open, without fear. Kind of like four-year-olds. Just ask them, can you sing? If we don't know the words, we'll make them up. Can you play music? A cardboard box and a stick will do. Can you dance? Just watch this. But ask an adult, can you sing? Well, only in the shower and then off key. Can you play music? That was years ago. Can you dance? Not without people laughing. The music pulsated from a Latin band playing salsa. I was the learner, the beginner on the dance floor, acutely aware of my fears, knowing that my left-footedness would make me look goofy. But I watched others, and I was truly mesmerized. They were lost in the music, their bodies fluid. The woman teaching me said with some regularity, "Quit furrowing. You are furrowing." Referring to my brow that was scrunched in concentration. I was not, in fact, dancing. I was too busy counting steps. You see, I couldn't quite let go. I couldn't quite let myself just be a dancer. I take two lessons from Jillian's story. One, the voice of grace tells us that we are more than our labels, such as difficult or odd. It's not that we choose to dance so much as we choose to give up being afraid. We give up being afraid by responding to the love of the beloved. Jillian's counselor and parents loved her by giving her permission to be who she was. In the stillness of a sacred pause, we can hear the voice of God's love and experience the permission that frees us. Our dance is the interplay with that love, which makes our hearts alive and unafraid. I'll paraphrase what Robert Capon said in Between Noon and Three. Because of fear, we live life like ill-taught piano students. So worried over the flub that gets us in Dutch, we don't hear the music. We only play the right notes. The second lesson, I don't hear this voice of grace or invitation to dance when my life is filled with noise and hurry, when I'm out of breath and out of time, incessantly worried about public opinion. Which gives me one more good reason to pause and wait for the sacred. Dance in your blood. Dance when you're broken open. Dance if you've torn the bandage off. Dance in the middle of the fighting. Dance in your blood. Dance when you're perfectly free. From Rumi. A powerful pause for the days ahead. Put on some music you really like and listen for a while. Now name the things you're afraid of while the music surrounds, embraces you. Then get up and move a little to the music. And as you're moving and dancing, imagine those fears floating away on those beautiful sounds.